there are more than 460 veterans treatment courts around the country. They rehabilitate vets charged with misdemeanors or nonviolent felonies rather than put them behind bars. And they go beyond the courtroom to involve things like substance abuse counseling and community service. But the coronavirus pandemic is posing a challenge for these courts. WUSF Stephanie Colombini reports for the American Homefront Project from Tampa, where a veterans treatment court is now operating virtually.
Marine Corps veteran Forrest Hensley first entered Tampa's Veterans Treatment Court a year and a half ago after he was arrested for driving under the influence. The court provided him with substance abuse treatment, which he recently finished. But he wasn't able to celebrate that accomplishment the way other veterans have. Rather than family and friends packing into a courtroom to cheer him as a judge led a graduation ceremony, Hensley says his big moment happened on Zoom.
I was looking forward to going and standing in front of the judge this time because I knew that I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. The human contact portion of it has been really rough.
Hensley's among hundreds of veterans whose cases and treatments were affected by the pandemic. He was attending extensive therapy sessions when things shut down. The therapy was moved online. It wasn't always easy, but Hensley was able to push through with his recovery.
It started becoming very automatic for me to live this sober, healthy lifestyle. I'm also a very technological kind of guy. I like computers and phones and tablets and stuff like that. So integrating Zoom meetings into my life has actually been a lot easier.
Hensley's one of the court's many success stories, but not all veterans are in as good a place. On the same day that Hillsborough Circuit Judge Michael Scionti presided over Hensley's graduation on Zoom, he heard from other vets who were struggling. They said the coronavirus was taking a toll on their mental health, causing financial problems, and making it hard to make required appointments. Others admitted to using drugs and alcohol again. Scionti ordered more supervision for those who slipped up, but says he knows he has to be flexible during this challenging time.
You won't find me putting somebody in jail because they have relapsed because of their addiction. I need them to be honest. I need them to trust the court.
The veterans in Scionti's court are helped by a whole team of people, including other vets who volunteer as mentors, like Camelia Simmons. She went through the program herself.
I've been homeless, without a job. It can be a struggle. It can be a struggle, especially when you feel like you're in it by yourself. And I think that's why it's important to have a mentor program, because it's kind of like a battle buddy.
Simmons says she's mentoring a veteran now and has had to work harder to make sure her battle buddy's okay. It was easier when Simmons would see her regularly and could pick up on body language if there were issues she wasn't letting on. Now Simmons tries to get her on the phone to at least get a sense of her tone. Retired Army Colonel DJ Reyes is mentor coordinator and says most vets have adapted to virtual court, but others lack technology. They've had to think of creative ways to stay connected.
Things like, hey, you got to find the nearest public library. And so use your required 30 minutes on the free computer. That way you can dial in with us.
Reyes says the court recently started using community donations to buy smartphones with basic plans for vets in extreme need. That highlights one of the challenges Reyes says veterans treatment courts across the country face: funding. Most rely on a combination of state and local dollars, fundraising, and volunteers to stay afloat. And that was before the pandemic put future budgets in question. Reyes helped lobby Congress for federal aid.
This is a case where we want Big Brother to get involved, because this is a national problem.
Congress passed a bill that provides additional funding and technical assistance for courts. Reyes says the money may not come out to much once divvied up, but that every dollar counts as the courts work to make it through this pandemic. The Tampa court is working on a plan to resume in-person services later this year with safety measures in place. But until then, Reyes says the team will keep fighting virtually to make sure no veteran is left behind. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.